The Yankees have packed up their trucks. I seen them loading up when I was driving by, so I think the trucks have left already. But they on their way to Tampa with all the equipment, man. Ain't that pretty cool? I got the Benedetto with me. He's online. We're gonna talk about starting lineups and stuff like that. No MLB news right as of now. But yeah, the biggest news as of all, I mean, spring training has pretty much started. We're 1 week away from now, so 1 week from now, there will be pitchers and catchers throwing baseballs and all kind of stuff. So, Yankee baseball has come back.
Just seeing that puts a smile on my face, man.
Yeah, man. So they'll be showing up. Well, all the Yankees are there already, but officially they have to show up the 14th and 15th. So
I can't
it's
believe.
always a Wednesday or something like that. So and then they have a window to show up. I think they have until sometime next week or something to show up, and if not, they get fined and all kind of problems.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's true, man, and it happens, you know. So with the truck, they loaded up everything they need for Yankee spring training. That goes with all their bats, all their helmets, uniforms, dugout equipment, workout equipment, manager stuff. Who knows? Tablets, computers. Man, it's a big thing.
I wouldn't be able to be carried by plane, right?
They can. They usually do on game days, but this is just too much. They're packing up for a whole stadium. It was like two trucks, I think, two or three trucks they had out there. So imagine,
That's crazy.
Imagine what they have in there. And they put this stuff in these drums. These like how they move around like concert equipment. They got that type of stuff and they move all that around. So all their bats are in there, helmets, cleats, gloves, all their stuff. Yo, and by the way, did you see the post of Francisco Lindor? That Rollins put out a post of Francisco Lindor's glove and the joint is see-through. You saw that? That's a see-through glove? That is crazy. Oh, that was, man, that's, yeah. I wonder how much that costs. For real, man. So the Yankees text, I don't know, did you get this text where it says, let me read it. Hold on. The Yankees text me this. Next stop, Tampa. We are ready for the season. Text us a nice message about your favorite player, and we just might show them to them during spring training. Did you get
No, I
that
didn't get
message?
that. No, in the email?
Nah, and to your phone.
No, I don't got them on my text message.
Ah, so I wrote back saying, for Judge and Soto, I can't wait to see you guys run out onto the field for Bleacher Creature roll call and hit your first home run is going to be epic.
Nice.
So hopefully they put that up on the screen. Who knows? Gonna be like, oh snap, that's me. Oh, you know what they might do? They might read it to them and they have their reaction and they played on the Jumbotron during the season.
Nice. That would be cool.
That's when we might see it. So hopefully we get up there, man. But
Definitely.
baseball is back, and I wonder what opening day is gonna look like, man. That's gonna be crazy out there.
For real.
Right now the Yankees are getting desperate, it looks like, because now they're selling tickets of.
What you mean?
They're trying to get rid of spring training tickets. So, if you If you buy one individual, if you buy two select spring training individual games, two games, you get two free.
Oh wow.
So you get like four games out of that two. I think. But yeah, Yankees are getting desperate on selling tickets. I don't know why, but people don't have money for tickets, man.
Yeah, I guess they don't.
And finally, man, Gerrit Cole got his Cy Young Award.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That was pretty cool, man. He deserves it, man.
Yeah, for real, yo.
I mean now like with this year coming, I mean with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Verdugo, all these people, man, even Gerrit Cole and Nestor Cortez coming back. We got the other guy coming. I mean, man, it's like if we can't do it this year, we ain't never gonna do it.
I wouldn't say that, but who knows?
I just hope they go all the way, man. I mean, with the team we got, it's like a video game right now.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so, you know, I feel good about this team, man. I haven't felt good about a Yankee team in a long time, man.
Yeah, that's good. That you not feel the same way.
You know, like have actually confidence that they can actually compete with the rest of the league. You know what I mean? Other years we were optimistic, like last year we was optimistic, and all these other years with the pandemic we was optimistic, but we didn't have a good team. But we knew that if we played and hit the damn ball, we could have beat the team, but we didn't hit the damn ball. So, you know, hopefully now they can turn it around and start hitting the damn ball.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
crazy, man. So we're gonna have a good lineup. I'm trying to see if I can bring up the lineup. So the Yankee bullpen seems to be Clay Holmes, Scott Efros, Victor Gonzalez, Ian Hamilton, Tommy Canley, Jonathan Loaisiga, Ron Mariachio, and Luke Weaver. I think we got an eye bullpen.
Yeah, but what the hell? We let Wandy go to the Padres and Kenyon Middleton to the Cardinals. Like, why we didn't resign them? Like, why?
I think they maybe they think that they're past their prime or something, and they're not gonna do well next year.
I don't know, but we didn't even try to sign nobody that's like in the bullpen, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a full bullpen with all these guys here right now. Because I don't know what the... Because it's not saying what the roster is, but I'm not going to go through that. But, I mean, as of right now, the guys we got, they're pretty solid.
Yeah, true.
I mean, yeah, they have their moments, but for the most of the year, they're pretty damn good. So I'm hoping they could last that long all year.
Yeah.
See what happens. Let me go down the line if I can find anything with starting lineup. So the catchers, your Yankee catchers is gonna be Jose Trevino and Austin Wells.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like.
I would like to see Jose Trevino be the number one catcher, though.
Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens, though. You know.
But Austin Wells is going to have to start hitting to take that job to be number one, though.
He did start hitting. You don't remember, like, towards the end of the season, he started to hit over 300.
Yeah. Yeah, he was getting there, but he didn't play enough. That's the thing.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, he just found his groove at the end of the season. Like, that's when, and he has good plate discipline too, so.
Yeah, so it's going to be real interesting to watch that battle go on throughout the season. But I think Jose Trevino is going to be the opening day catcher, you know.
Yeah.
And Austin Wells is going to be playing. He's going to be playing too, but I think they're going to play equal amount of time.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, hold on. Let me. Okay, perfect. Let me go down the next one. So your infielders. Your infielders are going to be DJ LeMahieu, Oswald Peraza, Anthony Rizzo, Gabriel Torres, and Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
So we got five guys in the infield. LeMahieu will probably be playing third base on opening day. Oswald Peraza, he's probably going to be the backup guy.
Yeah.
And they're going to have Anthony Rizzo on first base, Gabriel Torres on second, and Anthony Volpe at short. Which is not bad because Anthony Volpe got a gold glove at shortstop. Sure. So we already know he's solid. Anthony Rizzo got a gold glove. We know he's solid. And LeMahieu. And I think Gabriel Torres got one. I'm not sure if he got a gold glove. I think he did.
I don't think he does.
No?
No.
In his beginning of his career? His first year or second year?
No, I don't think so.
No? But anyway, let's move on to the next one. Now, the outfielders. The outfielders, you got Oswald Cabrera, Trent Grissom, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Alex Verdugo. And you'll have Jason Dominguez by July. I mean, August. Yeah. July, August, September. Who knows? He'll be out there. So, you know, we got a pretty damn solid outfield.
Definitely, we do.
You know what I mean? I mean, Oswald Cabrera, man, he should be playing every day. But they're going to have but he's going to be the backup, though. Trent Grissom, I don't think he's ever going to play.
No, I don't think so.
Because Aaron Judge is going to play every day at center field. Juan Soto is going to play every day in right field. And you got Oswald Cabrera in left field. So, I mean, Oswald Cabrera is going to be, I mean, Alex Verdugo is going to be in left field. I'm sorry. Oswald Cabrera, he's going to be the backup between left and right field.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the plan.
You know what I'm saying? And, I don't know if Juan Soto ever played center field before.
Nah, I don't think he has. Not.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know the stats on this guy, Trent Grissom, but maybe he could play some center field. And maybe they'll try out Alex Verdugo out there in center field, too.
Yeah, true.
When you give Aaron Judge a break. But I think Aaron Judge is going to try to play every single game, though.
Yeah, I think that's the plan, really.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Juan Soto, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what they're really going to do with Juan Soto, but in reality, they only have him for 1 year. So,
yeah.
I would play him every day, too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right? Because you don't know if we're going to get him next year because we gotta he's going to be a free agent next year.
Yeah, true.
So, the Yankees still have to re-sign him.
Yeah.
You know, so that they have to put that in the works. And Alex Verdugo, they'll probably switch him up with Oswald Cabrera here and there.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna do.
You know what I mean? But man, I think they can do it this year, and then absolutely they're gonna have designated hitter Giancarlo Stanton. You know, and then they could switch it off with Austin Wells, too.
Yeah, true.
They could
I'm
put
thinking
Austin
about that
Wells
now.
as a DH. You know what I mean? Or Oswald Cabrera as a DH.
Yeah.
You know? So they got some guys that they could throw in there as a DH. You know? And they have a lot of pinch hitters too.
Oh yeah,
Pinch
true.
hitters and pinch runners, because they could use Oswaldo Cabrera, I mean Peraza, as a pinch runner and hitter, and Cabrera.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know?
definitely. They can definitely do that.
I don't know if they'll use them to try to steal bases, but I don't think they're good at that though. But maybe Peraza might could try.
Yeah.
I don't know about Cabrera. I don't think he could steal a base.
Don't know. I think he can, but you know.
Volpe was up there with stolen bases, though.
Yeah, he was.
You know, so he's gonna be stealing bases again, man. And I think they should have, and talk about as the lineup. I wish somebody had posted it up here, but nobody did. But the lineup, I think they should have maybe like a LeMahieu leading off with Volpe, then Judge, then Soto, then Rizzo, then Gabriel Torres, then you got who am I missing? The catcher.
Austin Wells.
Yeah, it'll probably be Austin Wells or Jose Trevino in the last spot. But they be funny with it sometimes, though. You know, sometimes they put Anthony Volpe last.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, and that helps off start off the thing, because if he gets a hit, now 1, 2, and 3 get better at bats because he's on base.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And he should be batting before Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, at least.
Yeah, right.
Because if he gets on base, you know, it's gonna be that much harder to pitch to Aaron Judge or Juan Soto if he's on base
Yeah.
trying to steal first base. You know, I mean,
Yeah,
first base,
definitely.
second base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's gonna make it that much harder for the visiting team to, or whatever team, to do that. So I would think they should put Volpe first. You know, Gabriel Torres is a good option too,
Yeah, definitely.
if they don't want to go the Volpe route. But I think I would go Volpe as the number one hitter in the lineup.
Yeah. I would do it. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then, you know, you could put then Rizzo, then Soto,
Yeah.
then Gabriel Torres, then you got Verdugo.
Oh yeah, Verdugo.
So yeah, I don't really know how they're gonna do that lineup. That I mean, because you could bat Verdugo first too.
Oh, okay, yeah. Definitely, Verdugo, you could always battle first.
Because Alex Verdugo, he's a tough hitter,
Oh, yeah.
and he eats up a lot of pitches. So that makes it even tougher for them to pitch to Juan Soto and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, definitely, man. They definitely could. I don't know. There's so much different approaches that they can take.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like we don't really know until it happens.
Yeah.
You know, or they might just change it up for by team.
Oh yeah,
Because I
sure.
think that's what they do now too. They go by analytics too, remember?
Yeah.
So if the analytics comes out and say Volpe is first, then they put Volpe first. If not, they go to whatever it says and put Verdugo
Yeah.
or whoever, or sometimes even Aaron Judge be batting first.
Oh yeah, true. It'll make sense to me.
He be leading off, or they have Gabriel Torres lead off, or LeMahieu lead off before. So, you know, they've done a lot of different things. So hopefully they stick with
Yeah.
one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would make up.
You know, because like back in the old way of playing, when they did the lineup, like you was in that lineup for the whole season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you batted third, you batted third the whole year. They didn't change you. You know? So they think that by that mentality, you would play better because you know what you're doing for that day, right?
Yeah.
Now the player shows up to the baseball field or park or whatever, and they don't know what's gonna happen. You know,
Yeah.
they have to find out by the manager to tell them, oh, you're gonna
That's
bat
true.
third, whatever, whatever, and this is how you're gonna play today.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess it makes it a lot harder, man.
Yeah, let's see what's gonna happen. I hope they don't bad judge first.
I would bat him, and remember, you got Giancarlo too as DH.
Yeah.
So that's 3, 4, 5. I mean 2, 3, and 4 right there. And Rizzo,
Yeah.
5. Super home run hitters right there. And Verdugo. I mean, you can add Verdugo as a home run hitter too.
Yeah.
And Gabriel Torres, he can hit home runs when he get good. So
Yeah, that's also another possibility. Like labor choice, if he wants to, shift or whatever. I mean, first.
you got at least 5 guys that automatically hits home runs. So yeah, that's gonna be tough for the starting pitching, man.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So if the starting pitching for the Yankees could hold it down and not give up runs and let the Yankees do their thing and score runs, they shouldn't have a problem with a lot of teams.
Yeah, they won't.
You know what I mean? So they're gonna have to seize the moment
Yeah.
and do it right. So let's
Oh
see.
yeah, for real.
But I can't wait, man, to get back at Yankees. And the new, oh yeah, did you hear about this thing? The Yankees are gonna play the Diablos Rojas in
Oh
Mexico
yeah, and
City.
I heard about that. Yeah, what you thinking?
I never even heard of this team.
Okay.
Never heard of this team.
Yeah, but yeah, we're gonna be playing in Mexico.
So wait, so what they're saying is the Yankees will make their first visit to Mexico City since Mickey Mantle final season in pinstripes. So what was that? 1965 or something like that? Or
Yeah.
66, whatever that was. The club announced on Friday that it will hold a 2-game exhibition series with the Diablos Rojas de Mexico at Alfredo Harp Stadium in Mexico City. The games are scheduled for March 24th and 25th, closing out the Bombers spring training schedule.
Yeah, that should be good, I guess.
So as it goes on, it says the Yankees will also play his regularly scheduled split squad Grapefruit League games in Florida against the Pirates and Mets, respectively, on those days.
Oh, Okay, that's what it is.
So what they're gonna do is they're gonna take the real players with them to Mexico, and they're gonna leave the farm team play, to play the Pirates and Mets.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, that sounds good. You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, they're supposed to, and they're saying that. Let me read on. Yeah, hold on a second. All right. As it reads on, it says it's expected that the Yankees will field a representative lineup for the Mexico contest. Players on the current roster with Mexican roots included reliever Victor Gonzalez and catcher Trevino and outfielder Alex Verdugo. Oh, so they're Mexican, so they're definitely going to be playing in that game.
They definitely are.
Oh, so check this out. So the Yankees have 27 World Series championships, and the Diablos have 16 championships.
Oh, wow.
So they're pretty damn good in Mexico. They're like the Yankees of Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, so did you hear that Corbin Burns went to the Orioles?
Yeah, what was that about? He went for the money.
No, it wasn't the money, dude. It was the trade pieces, bro. They only gave up two.
Oh, they was traded. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you believe they didn't even? They only traded for two players, and that was it. Like, you know, I don't know. The Yankees should have, you know, at least tried it. You know.
I'm sure they tried, but they didn't want what the Yankees were giving them.
That's I don't know. I'm just annoyed by that, you know.
You know, yeah. So they would have had to give up somebody big for that guy, and they didn't, and they wasn't gonna do it.
The Orioles didn't, though. They gave up like literally nobody.
Probably. No other team in MLB wanted to trade with them but the Orioles. They were the last resort.
That's bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to give up what they had to the Orioles, and nobody really wants Corbin Burns like that anyway. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. But we're going to be back again Tuesday, and Tuesday should be the last winter show of the year, and then we're gonna get into actual spring training shows on the next Friday.
Yeah.
And spring training updates and all kind of stuff like that. So that's gonna be fun, especially with all the videos they'll have on Twitter and all that.
Oh yeah, true. Right.
You know what I mean? Them throwing and all that. You know how that be.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to have a lot to show and stuff like that. So I'm going to end it now and call it a day. So like, share, subscribe, and we'll see y'all on the next one. So long and see ya. See ya.